tries, but avoid the ties. I have a feeling that this one lies. Show me growth, but not too sure. The rose is dying, there is no cure. Are you a part of this moment? The thistle's left me behind. Moss is growing between the cracks. I answer questions that you won't ask. Too much rainfall seems through the door. Flowers wilting and I'm pretty sure. You're not a part of this moment. The leaves are falling outside. There's never a water when you're there. When all I wanted was a prayer. I saw so many nights with you.
Okay. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Don't be sad. Tune in to WONY 90.9 FM.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 2nd, Black History Month film series kicks off at 6 p.m. in the Sergi Lee Hall with a film viewing and discussion. Check out Randy Shine Real Magic for Real People at 9 p.m. in Hunt Union Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 3rd, head to Club Expo from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, February 4th, check out Black History Month kickoff lecture with guest speaker Pierce Freeland at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 5th, check out the Art Gallery reception at 5 p.m. in Fine Arts with two new exhibitions in the Martin Muller Gallery and the Project Space Gallery. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it low.
Everybody!
Yeah, yeah!
Oh my god, wait, that was so loud. Hi everyone! It's the Rage with Paige, your favorite DJ, your favorite show, every Tuesday, 1 to 2. I'm so excited for this show today because last week when I had my show, I was talking and I was super excited, super happy, woo, had a good playlist. Stream was down.
Boo.
Oh, I also have DJ Lauren from Larny Tunes in here with me today.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Everybody.
I'm just going to say like kind of what I said last week then, since no one heard it. I came into the station last week, super cute in here, Christmas lights up all around, full perimeter, okay, super cute, I love it. Like, when I came in last week, there were rainbow, love that, but I was feeling, like, the warm light vibe, like, I don't know, and then they switched it, so, like, someone must have heard me. So they switched those, super cute, lamp on, lights off, no big light. Anyways, guys, who has watched Heated Rivalry?
Me, I did.
Lauren did.
Well, I haven't finished it yet.
No, but she will.
Yeah.
And I live with Lauren, so I get to see all of her reactions. It's the best part ever, and I get to run out when I hear certain songs. Mm-hmm. Speaking of certain songs, I'm playing a song from Heated Rivalry first. And when I play it, everyone's going to get super excited and be like, oh my god, this is like, I'm going to tune in every week because this is my favorite song. And yeah, anyway, it was a super awesome show. Please watch. It's not, It's more than you think it is from what you hear about it. It really is. It's really super good. Soundtrack's really cool. But yeah, I've been listening to this song so much, especially when getting ready to go anywhere, to go out. My roommate Grace, me and Lauren's roommate, she's constantly listening to the soundtrack. Constantly. Like every time she showers, on goes Heated Rivalry soundtrack. And I'm not complaining. I'm not. But okay. Well, Lauren, anything you want to say before we get started here?
I want to say, I was wondering if you could give me an ASMR segment, like a really quick one.
Oh.
Like after.
No, first, like right now or?
She's shutting my mic off.
No, I'm turning you up a little bit.
Okay. No, like after, like you know, like an intermission.
Oh, no, for sure. I can totally get into some ASMR. If you guys are down for that, just give a like in the comments and hit that smash that notification bell and hit that subscribe button.
Down below.
Okay? I'm going to get off air because I need to stop talking. First song is going to be My Moon, My Man. This playlist is a mess. Hopefully everyone enjoys. Love you all and okay, bye.
To me, my cat, my coat, leave all the high note. There's nowhere to go but on. Heart on my sleeve, not where it should be. The songs out of key again. My moon's my face, what day in the face is the calendar page again. Take it slow. Take it easy on me. She's a light. She's a light on me. Please take it slow. Take it easy on me. She's a light. She's a light on me. Please. Is it dirty? Is it clean? I know. Why can't my coat leave on a high note? There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. Take it slow. Take it easy on me. She's so light. She's so light on me. Please take it slow. Take it easy on me. She's so light. She's so light on me. We'll be right back.
Guys, that was You and Me at Home by Wet Leg. That's off their new album. It's so awesome. I just recently listened to it. I was hearing good things about it. I think I listened to it like this past week for the first time. So good. So impressive. They also had one of their songs in Heated Rivalry, and I can't remember what it's called. It's like Man Something. I don't remember. I'm not even going to try. I was going to say something, totally forgot. Oh, the next song that I'm listening to or that I've got up for you guys is Dreaming of Me by Depeche Mode. When I was visiting my girlfriend in December, which is just Kate, by the way, the beef was fake. We could settle it now. She's tuning in right now. So shout out Kate. I love you. But, yeah, the beef was fake. The just Kate beef and the Rage with Paige beef was fake. It was a facade, like, you know, enemies to lovers. Okay, anyway, I listened to this song when I was at her house. Her dad brought out a bunch of old CDs that he had from the UK. He loves Depeche Mode, and this was one of them, and I thought it was really cool. So get into Depeche Mode because they're really cool, and I'm also gonna try to get into them more this year. Because the songs that I've heard are always really cool and really interesting sounding. So, yeah. Oh, and when Lauren comes back from Starbucks upstairs, we will have that ASMR segment up and ready for you. Okay? Don't worry. I'm sure it'll make many people uncomfortable to hear. But that you just have to thug it out. You just gotta see it through. It's your favorite show, your favorite DJ. Just let me do what I have to do for the people. All right? Beautiful. Next song is Dreaming of Me by Depeche Mode. Enjoy. Here we go.
Switch.
Wait, really, really big switch up. So sorry. Oh, to Sleep by 21 Pilots. Anyone? Anyone? Guys. Guys, let me know, okay? Who likes Ode to Sleep by 21 Pilots? Raise of hands, please. Okay, everyone in Oneonta, wonderful. Okay, that's what we're playing next. Everybody enjoy Jump Up and Down.
Landing, I go up to the ceiling. Then I feel my soul start leaving, like an old man's hair receding. I'm bleeding, so please, on my knees repeatedly, asking why it's got to be like this. Is this living free? I don't want to be the one to let the sun's blood on my hands out to the moon. Take this weapon, force in darkness, some see a pen, I see a harpoon. Stay awake, 'cause the dark's not taking prisoners tonight. Why am I not scared in the morning? I don't hear those voices calling. I must have kicked them out. I must have kicked them out. Trees that we don't need grace on the evil within that is bigger than us, but we open our eyes, cause we're told that we must, and the trees of the rhymes and the culture that bleed, desperately yelling at something we need. I'm not free, I ask forgiveness 3 times the same amount that I deem. Not a 3-time MVP this crime. I'm afraid to tell you who I adore. Won't tell you who I'm singing towards metaphorically. I'm a whore, and that's denial number 4. We'll be right back.
That was Desdemona by The Beaches. Lauren bought me Starbucks. Everyone loves Starbucks. I just got Starbucks. Yeah. Lauren bought me Starbucks. I got, for anyone wondering, I know everyone's probably asking, guys, calm down. I'll tell you what I got from Starbucks. I got a jalapeno pocket. Super good. Get on it if you haven't already. Get off of the tomato mozzarella grind, everybody. Also, I got a Dubai chocolate matcha, guys.
Hang on.
It is now.
Guys, on.
Dubai chocolate matcha, are we serious? Are we actually serious? I'm so excited and happy, and it's super good. And like, honestly, I'm having a great day today. Like, if I'm being super honest, like, having a wonderful day. Lauren, are you having a good day?
Yes.
Amazing. That's amazing.
I ran into an elevator and I left Paige stranded.
Okay. Me and Lauren, the trek that we took from Fine Arts to this building here, that are the Dearest Hunt Union.
The Dearest.
It literally, like, so many trials and tribulations, like, on the way here. I don't know
what was
going on.
Like,
what was it? We ran into Fitz. We're running through Fitz.
Lauren, I'm
walking through the double doors. I hear Lauren just behind me, like, interacting with people, like, randomly because she gets nervous and she starts, like, scatting. I have gloves on. But, no, like, when Lauren's nervous, like, she'll, like, say something, like, say, like, a phrase. Like, the other day, she said, like, a phrase when she saw someone, and then she gave him a hug, you know. She turned over to me, and she was like, I have gloves on. Like, what?
I have gloves on.
What? She did have gloves on. Like, she wasn't lying. But, anyway, we were walking through Fitz, and she's behind me, and I just hear Lauren be like, oh, sorry. And then, like, and someone else is trying to get through the door, then I hear her go, ah! Like, what? And then I start going to go up the stairs. Sorry, if you guys don't know what Fitz looks like, basically you walk in and there's, like, just stairs when you walk in that just go up, obviously, and then there's an elevator, like, kind of before the stairs. So I'm about to go up the stairs. All of a sudden, I'm talking to Lauren. I turn around. Lauren's giggling her way into the elevator. I'm like, what are we, like, okay, yeah, just leave me here. Leave me here. Like, what if the door had closed?
Because there was someone in there and I ran in. I was like, sorry.
Yeah, the random girl. Just like, like, what if that door had closed? I literally would have had to walk upstairs. Like,
that's why I was trying to look back and I was like, Paige. But I said,
I didn't hear
a
word.
Head.
Didn't hear a peep. Yeah, I heard laughter in the distance.
It was
that's
in
what
my
I heard.
Head, that's why.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm not in there.
Okay. I forgot. I guess.
Sorry. I'm not in there.
So next time I'll know.
Yeah. So that ASMR segment, would you like to tap something really quickly?
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Can you pass me that red thing?
So, like, so Lauren, I think if you take your headphones off, you could get it. Your headphones. So Lauren's gonna tap on something.
I'm gonna do ASMR.
Hopefully this makes y'all super uncomfortable. Ready set go, Lauren.
Hey guys,
No, we don't need to do all that. Okay. Just start tapping. Wait.
Give me like 10 seconds.
Yes. Coconut, 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 coconut. Coconut, coconut, coconut. Guys, wait. Why did I never take advantage of the fact that I could just like in the middle of my show just break into ASMR, make everyone feel a little like, what's going on? Wait, can I do the mic scraping thing? Whoa. Wait, I wonder who's tuning in right now.
Hi, if you're tuning in.
Guys, I know this is a very interesting show today. We're doing ASMR. Like, let me. Hey. What? Guys, okay. I'm going to probably start another song just so everyone's, like, well-being's okay. I'm a little nervous. The next song is Bliss by... Bliss by Muse. Okay? Everybody ready? Ready, set, go.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, I was just talking. I have a lot to say today, okay? That was Bliss by Muse. I'm gonna play one more song today. One more song. And then I'm just gonna go. This is gonna be my outro today. So this was The Rage with Paige, your favorite radio show every Tuesday, 1 to 2. I think Lauren's actually gonna be joining me. She's going to be joining me because we have a class right before this, so it's perfect. And then we walk up here together, and then we walk back down, and yeah, super fun times.
And then when it's our last show, we can say our last show together, like on Friends.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa, I didn't know we were getting into graduation stuff right now. Anyway, I'm just going to ignore the fact that she said anything about that, and we're going to play the last song. Just hopefully kidding. Everyone has a great week. Have a fun weekend. Yes. Hope to see some of you guys out. Woo. Yeah. Oons.
Get up on your thigh.
Yes. And I love you guys. And I hope you enjoy this last song. Ouch. And until next week, I will have a great fire playlist as expected. Because I have to do what I have to do for the masses. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, all right. This next song, 15 Step by Radiohead. You already know.
Yay!
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Street. us again in a 747 over the ocean. That's how you ruin that.
Weightless, as long as I go, let it take you down. Take me.
Oh, blossoms luring you to an invitation from the sapling. Makes you wonder which magical things were already happening.
Shakira, is that you?
Oh my god, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Don't touch that dial.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look